Yorkton. Coming off a lopsided 8-2 loss in the Battlefords Tuesday, the Yorkton Terriers were looking for a better result Wednesday in Kindersley. And the Terriers did keep things closer. In the first period, Connor Selesky put Yorkton on the board at 10:31, a goal sandwiched between a pair of kipper efforts. Nathan de Graves had given Kindersley a lead at 5:46, with Alex Mack scoring at 11:17 for a 2-1 Clipper lead after 20 minutes. The second period was one where the teams traded singles. Terrier Dylan Ruptash scored 46 seconds in to tie the score 2-2. But the Clippers edged ahead again on a goal by Logan Linklater. The Terriers then found their offense clicking in the third period, with three goals in 1:27. It started with a goal by Karsten Kruska scoring at 3:50. At 4:06, Maddox Nalski scored to give Yorkton a 4-3 lead. At 5:17, Greg Nelson added the Terriers' fifth goal of the night. The Clippers made it interesting with a power play goal at 19:44, but that would be it as Yorkton got to head home with a 5-4 win. Caleb Allen was in net for Yorkton, facing 41 shots in the win, while Cody Jaman faced 31 in guarding the twine for the home side loss. The Terriers are back on the road Saturday, heading south to face the SJHL Viterra division leading Estevan Bruins.